Studying law school is not
starting. Yeah, I agree. Okay, so last week we spoke about who should be Mechal Shabbos, whether we should leave it up to a Goy, or maybe tell a Katan, or a Nashim, and the Ramah seems to say that you should do it with a Shinoi, if possible, and also he says that we should do it Aydei a Goy, if possible, and we spoke about the different Kashas on that. The Taz is very Mayrach with his Kasha. Mishabrua maybe can be argued both ways. What he's paskening, the Aruch HaShulchan was pretty clear that he was going with the Taz. And also Ramosha says that we should go with the Taz, that we should not have if we have a choice, really a Yisrael, and not only Yisrael, but Gedayla Yisrael. You know, if Rosh Shiva is saying that he should be the one, the biggest person there, he should be the one to jump in and right away, you know, be Mechal Shabbos to save somebody. So that was last week. And now this week we'll try to finish up Sakonis Nefashis. We're talking about Sakonis Nefashis is Doicha Shabbos, obviously. So we're trying to finish up this inyan. So in Shin Chav Ches Sif Yodalad, it says like this: Hay a chayla sheyesh by sakana tzarich baser. So let's say you have a chayla sheyesh by sakana, and he needs to eat baser. So shoychet in light. So of course, let's say there's no readily available meat, ready-made meat for him. So you can shecht for him. But let's say you have treif meat ready to go. Treif meat's sitting in your fridge for some reason, and that's ready to go. Or you're going to have to shecht the behema and make it kosher. So what should we do? So the Bechaber is saying that you should rather shecht for him a new animal and give him kosher meat. Ve'ein oimim nachilena nevela. We don't give him nevela to eat. Avol ima haya chayla tzarech la'achila alter. But of course, if we don't have time for this, and he's got to eat right away, v'anevela muchenes miyad, and the nevela is right here, ready. Then of course you should feed him the vela rather than feed him treif, and rather than shecht for him a kosher animal. So what's the pshat? Why are we going to go through shechting the vela? We know is to eat treif is only in Isser Lav, but we know that shechting the melach on Shabbos is really chiyuv skila. It's much worse l'chayr. So what's the pshat that we shecht as opposed to feeding the guy treif? So let's see the Mishabura. Really, there's a lot of Rishayim talk about it, but the Mishabura sums it up nicely. So, Sifkat and Lamites. Harbeit Ta'abim Nemrozah. There's a lot of reasons that were said for this halacha. Yesh Oimrim Mishum De Shabbos Hotra Eitzel Pekuch Nefashis. We spoke about this maybe a few times, that is, when we say that you can be Doicha Shabbos for Sakonis Nefashis, are we saying that it's hotra, which means that really there's no isser here at all? Once you're in a matzav of sakonos nefashos, we do not see any isurim. You're completely, it's like a weekday. Or do we say that no, it's really Shabbos. There are isurim malacha, but you're allowed to be over the isurim malacha in order to save the person. So he's saying, if you say that it's hotra, if Shabbos is hutra, so then there's no problem shechting. Why not shecht? Why feed the guy treif? You can shecht and give him a kosher animal. We're not concerned with different how bad the isser is, because we don't see any isser. It's hutra. So that's one shot. Now, it's like we said, most Rishayim hold that Shabbos is the chuya. It's not hutra. And Chayyim from the Mechaber also, it seems that he would hold that it's the chuya. So this reason, really, I don't know if it would fit so well with the Mechaber Shita. So he says, L'kach shoichtem l'kidech shoichtem yadah. But on this side that you say that it's hutra, so then you can shecht for him, just like it's a regular, like Yom Tov. V'afilu isid rabbanin machil nesai. So let's not feed him any isurei rabbanin, if it's not necessary. But makom shef shloi lishchot, if you can shecht for him, and there's no problem with shechting, it's completely mutter, so then you should shecht for him rather than give him treif. Avot. Harbei Rishayim cause for the Shabbos rak duchuya. A lot of Rishayim say that Shabbos is not hutra, Shabbos is duchuya. So if Shabbos is duchuya, so then you do have to weigh how bad each isser is. Is it a bad? Is it an Isser Lav? You know, you always try to be Mamayit the Isser if it's Tuchuya. So he says, Ela Hatamu. So what's the reason? The Shema Yiyekotz Ba'achilas Nevela. The reason why we don't feed him Nevela is because we're afraid that this guy's going to be disgusted by eating Nevela. V'lo Yoichal, and therefore he's not going to eat it. V'yistaki, he's not going to want to eat this cheeseburger. Who has a taiva to eat a cheeseburger? It's just disgusting. This, I can't even think about eating it. And he's not going to. So he's going to not going to eat. He's going to come to Sakana. Ubeis Yosef Hevi Oita B'Shem Ran. Beis Yosef says another reason. Now listen to this. This is unbelievable. Dibinaveila Oiver Al Kol Kizayis Mimenu. By eating treif, every kizayis that you eat is another iser. Another iser lav, and every single kizayis. V'chomer me iser lav the Shabbos. The Ran says that even though if you take a look at each iser individually, the Isser of Shabbos is obviously worse because there's a chi of skila attached to it. And the Isser treif is only a lav. He says, but since you're going to be being over at every single kezayis that you eat, so at the end of the day you're going to have five Yisurei lav, or however many Yisurei lav, against one Isser lav of Shabbos, so then we'll say that it's better for you to be over one Isser kari, Isser skila, than to be over, like, let's say, five lav. Now, it's interesting. I mean, like, what's... Is it 2/1? Is it 3/1? Is it 5? I mean, this svar is so... is you know, usually you say, I mean, it's a whole different ballpark. What do you mean? One Isser lav, so you get two... What's worse, two malchus or one skila? Two malchus? But
if you're headed, like, okay, death or just something...
Right, I mean, to us, I mean, it's like, okay, if you're just thinking about punishment, so then, yeah, but I mean... And it's just is I find it like such an interesting svara. Right. So I mean, there would be I mean attached to every eating of this nevela. I mean, if it's muta to eat it because of this situation, so then you know I don't know if there'd be tumtum alev. You know, I don't know. Maybe tumtum alev only comes if you if you eat it b'mezid or b'shoigig. But here you have a hetzeti. I don't know. I don't know what to do about tumtum alev. But some in this type of situation, you know, you do tshuva or whatever, but yeah, I mean, but that's not what he's weighing here. The weighing here is that just the lav, the looking at the lav, if you have a lot of a little, a lot of a lesser degree is worse than one big iser. Interesting. Vaytai ma'ayin Ulafiza bevadei mutav lavor ulahoshel ha'isid derabona mishinachal shavas b'siskila. So, right, so of course, if you have an option to do only one Isser Derabanan, then in this skill, then it's better to do an Isser Derabanan. Let's say the guy says, don't worry about it. I am not cuts with this McDonald's hamburger. Don't worry about it. I'm going to be fine by eating this burger. You know, then I'm not going to be cuts. And there's one right there. It's sitting there. What should we do then? Immutter lishchait avuroi. I'm dachroinim. Dachroinim deal with this. When you have a katan, a kid, if you're talking about a kid, doesn't really understand the difference. You know, he doesn't really know the difference. He's just, for him, it's all the same. So for him, you don't have to worry about it. You can just feed him the vela.
So the Mishabur is asking that the main reason is the reason because of cuts. That's what he seems to be saying.
Yeah, it seems like he's dealing with cuts, and he's also dealing with this far of the run. It seems like, you know, but He does bring this far of the Ran also. So, but he's saying, again, a cotton, you know, he's not so mechuyev anyway, so he says better to feed him the veil than to be over Yisurei Shabbos for a cotton. Okay, so that's the Salacha. And then we'll get to, then let's move back a little bit. That's a little bit out of order here. Let's move back and we're going to do a little bit again out of order, just because this is much more of a general klal, and then we'll get more into specifics. In Siv Dalet, Shinchav Ches Siv Dalet. So in the middle of it, it says something about Makas Shel Chalal, which we'll talk about in a minute. But we're talking about someone's in a matzav Sakonas Nefashis. So it says Makas Shel Chalal, which is a maka, which is considered Sakonas Nefashis. So you don't need to be oimed him how much, whether he's in Sakon Safashis. So now you can assume that he's in Sakon Safashis. We'll talk about it in a second. Shafil ain't shal Bekiyim v'chayil ain't ay maklum. Even there's no Bekiyim doctors or Hatzalah people that would say that he's in Sakon Safashis. Or the Chayil is not saying anything. He just seems fine. Oysin loy kol sheregilim lasais loy b'chol. You can do for this guy. Guys in Sakon Safashis, you can do for him everything that you would do for him if it was a weekday. No limits. Anything that you would do for this guy during the weekday. And if during the weekday you take a detour to make sure that the guy, you know, has some food there, you can go do that. So it seems from the Mechaber, it's a very broad heter. Once the guy's in Sakonas Tafashis, you have the heter, Shabbos Tuchu, Yehutra, doesn't matter, you're allowed to go do whatever you want. So anything that this guy is used to and that he's that would help him, that he would normally do during the Chol, during the weekday, you can do for him. It's a very broad according to the Mechaber. If you just take a look at the first, we're not going to see the whole Mishabura first, we'll see. Take a look at the Bar Halacha for a second. But the Mishabura says, Kol Shrogim Mima'acholos Urefuos. Don't just think I'm talking about medicine or driving to the hospital, I'm talking about food even. If this guy, during the weekday now, he would want you to make him, you know, some sort of dish in the oven, whatever, you can do that. Ma'acholos and Urefuos. Anything that the guy wants, that he would want during the weekday, you can do for him on Shabbos. So, the Be'er Halacha, if you take a look at this Be'er Halacha, you see on Kol Sheregilim, you see it? Kol Sheregilim? It's the Be'er Halacha.
It's in the middle of the
Be'er Halacha.
So, if you take a look, it's a nice long Be'er Halacha. And just to give you a little bit of the crux of what he's saying, he says, let's just read a little bit and then we'll try to skip around. Zeh Lashon Ramban, the Torah says, this is the Lashon of the Ramban. The Ramban says this Lashon of Kol Shiragilim Lasis Leibachol. Anything that you normally do for him during the weekday, you can do for him. The cost of a Magen Mishnah to be Zeh Mashma, the Afal Pisha Ein Boy Sakon of a Menias Adav Rahu. Even if there's no, if I don't give him this thing, is he going to be in Sakona? No. Magen Mishnah is saying, still you're allowed to do it. According to this Lashon of the Ramban, anything that the guy is used to, you're allowed to do. Once he's in the Sakonas Nefashos. Even if by not doing that, he won't go into Sakona. Ad kam l'shanis. Zok t'ber locho anias daiti tzarech iin. D'lofi hanira harbe poiskin cholken asfarazu. He says, so many poiskin argue on this Ramban. How can you say that this Ramban is giving you a flat-out hether, whatever the guy wants, doesn't matter if I have to do a sakana. Once the guy is in the sakana, it's like you have a heter for anything that you want. And then he says no. And then he brings kama v'kama rishonim in the Be'er Halacha and paiskim that hold that no, this is not a blanket heter. You can only do it, and this is what Be'er Halacha said, you can only do it if it's going to prevent him from getting into a further sakana.
Wait, so the Ramban said that you could do it. What does it mean? The opposite of in, but kind of means meaning that if he doesn't.
If you don't do this thing for the guy wants you to make him,
a fried egg.
Fried egg. If you don't make him a fried egg now, nothing's going to change about his situation. No, he's going to the medicine. He's got the doctor. He's in the hospital. Whatever. He wants a fried egg because during the weekday he'd want a fried egg. It's Sunday morning. You know, on Sunday morning he'd have a fried egg. So now Shabbos morning he wants a fried egg. He says that if it's so, according to the Ramban, it would seem that whatever the guy wants, that's what the guy would have during the week, and then he can. Says many Rishonim are an argument that's far, and not only that, but the Baruch himself says that even the Ramban doesn't really. He says he answers out the Ramban himself doesn't really mean that. He doesn't really mean that you can do whatever you want for the guy. He also reads into the Ramban that he really means if it's going to prevent him from falling into further sakana.
Right.
And then, of course, he also adds the aspect of that Yishuv Adas. Yishuv Adas for a chayil is very important. So if the guy sees you're not listening to him, and it's going to get him very agitated, and it could ruin his emotional state, and his, you know, so then that's also something that you have to consider. Then at the end, he says, he brings a lot of Rishonim, and then he says, L'maisa, there are other Paiskim that do hold that you are allowed to do anything the guy anything the guy is used to. So then he says, so what should you do? So all the way at the end he says, let's see if I can find it here. If you see Nachzer L'Inyoneinu, it's near the end. It's a nice long barrel, it's nice to see, but all the way at the end, Nachzer L'Inyoneinu. It's after a bracket. I have it after a bracket.
Is it in the big line?
Near the end.
The wide line?
Yeah, all the way near the end. If you look at the last, look at the next Berlach, and then just go up a few lines, and you'll see Nachzer L'Inyoneinu. It's after a bracket, by the way. I have it. Go on the next page. Go down, and then it's like maybe the 10th line down.
Go down to the second page, I think.
We're on the next page?
Yeah, it's a very long Be'er Halacha.
Oh, okay.
See, it's right after brackets. You'll see brackets all the way down. Keep going. You'll see Nachzer L'Inyoneinu, it's like the sixth line, a sixth word off the end of the word out.
That's the bracket of Pnei Eliyahu.
Right before, the few lines before that. You see another brackets? A few lines before this is Nachzer L'Inyoneinu. So I'll read it for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll just read it for you. It's not Nachzer L'Inyoneinu. The Muchach Mehani Paiskim Shavesing Lamala Hainu Rashi Rabbi Natam Veri V'Tais Yisharim The Yuma V'Tais Pek Mufanim Me'iri Sham V'Rashba B'Chuvas V'Har Zeruah B'Shem Reb Lazer. See, all these Rishonim hold the Kol Heichad the Einai Mesukin LeDavar Zeh Ein Mechalvin. All those Rishonim hold that if it's not a sakana by not doing this thing, then you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. V'Chein Mashmoy Saran. Vigam das Ramban Lufimash it's on a mashi. The way I explained, he said even the Ramban himself he holds like this. The Lainisha Lana Lahakal Kim Dasamagi, the Mashmoisa Tashbates, Mashmois Miri. And the other Rishonim are the Tashbates, the Meiri, the Magid Mishnah. So he says, Mkain, Bivadai Mehoy Meha Nochoin Lahakmer, Bi Isure Toira. So you should be machmir. When it comes to daraisas, you want to go and do daraisas for the guy, then you got to be machmir. You have all these rishonim and say you know how to be mechal Shabbos. Mefarsh l'makom sakana. So he says, for that, you cannot be mechal Shabbos. And then he says, Okay, fine, and that's basically how he ends up. He sends off saying, so when it comes to, so now, sometimes they do this, when you have a machlokes, so then what you'll say is, okay, so when it comes to Yisrui D'Oraisa, so then you should be machmer, like the people that are machmer. When it comes to Yisrui D'Rabbanan, then already you can be make. You do it a day ago, other ways, but he says, for sure, when it comes to Yisrui D'Oraisa, when it's just anything that the guy wants you to make him a fried egg, you cannot be an ivory Yisrui D'Oraisa. Okay, so that's this thing. And that's basically how Mishnah Berurah comes out. So he says, so what should you do for the other things? So he says, for the other things, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, I'm not going to read the whole thing because I want to move on to the next thing. So he says that anything that the guy wants you to do, and since it's cutting you down near the end, then you should do it a goy. So you should do it a goy. But kol shabar sheminias oisadavach shasakana alfish mikamag mitzoruchul agil nasis lo. It's normal for me. He's used to it. Ein ois neshav shabas aydei anyhudi. You should do it with a goy. Kedin tzoruchichol shem besakana. Okay, so that's what he says. He says, "Come see suri daraisa a yid for sure. He's not allowed to do it." But for other things, for those who see the rice, so for those things that the person doesn't really need for his matzah, you should do it with a guy. You see the rice. You see the rice. You should do it with a guy. Okay, so that's that thing. Now, let's go to. Right, so you see the abundance. Seems it's fine for you to do it. It's fine for you to do it. Okay, and so now let's go to Sif Gimel. Okay, now we're going to get, so that's basically, after the past few weeks, we're basically explaining much more the general idea. One, someone in Sakon Safashis, what are you allowed to do? We're already assuming that the guy's in Sakon Safashis. Now the Mechaber is going to talk about certain cases where we can assume the person is in Sakon Safashis. Specific area. So in Siv Gimel, he says, Kol Makashal Chalal.
Siv Gimel
now.
Okay.
Kol maka shel chalal. A maka that's inside the person's body. That's a maka shel chalal. So the hainu mehashinayim v'lofnim. Get it? That's from the teeth and inwards. So anywhere from the teeth and inwards, that's considered a maka shel chalal, right? The entire inside of your body. And any time that a person, so v'shinayim atzmam b'chalal, and the teeth themselves are included in considered a maka shel chalal, mechal and aleh asar Shabbos, you can assume that it's a konos hafashis, and it's mechal Shabbos. Now listen to this. V'davka sheniskalkol echod meheivarim hapanimim, machmas maka evua kiyosbis. That's only if one of the evarim hapanimim are niskalkol. Not just pain. One of the evarim hapanimim have to be getting damaged. It's ruined. Or getting whatever. It's noticeable in one of the evarim. I mean, the guy just having pain, it's different than if a guy's the guys you can tell. Oh, look, the kidney. Something's with the kidney. Something's with something's going on inside that you can see. And you can say, oh, this guy's one of his inside evarim is not functioning properly.
How are you supposed to know that?
Oh, so he's so avamei maka. But if you just the guy's just in pain, pain is not considered a maka. The guy's a bad stomachache, right? So is there anything that's is that considered a maka shel chalal because the guy has a stomachache?
Until you do a CAT scan.
Yeah, but we can, so that's fine. So he says that's...
It might be a tummy ache, it might be a bowel obstruction. It requires immediate surgery.
Yeah, so we'll see about that. So he says, okay, now see the Ramah. The Ramah says, Haga, miu misha choshesh b'shinov, umitztar olav l'hoitziyoy. So what about the guy has a toothache? And he wants to take out the tooth. The tooth's really bothering him. So here again, the Ramah says, better to tell a goy to take out the tooth. Okay? Because here, the Ramah's not considering a toothache, even if a guy wants to remove the tooth, that's not considered a makash al chalal. Now, even though the Mechaber said that a shinayim are considered a makash al chalal.
But it's possible, I don't know if it's true or not, but I wonder if he could say he meant just really... Maybe, I don't know, okay.
Yeah,
so...
It sounded like the Mechaber said that you could take care of.
Right, so it seems from the Mechaber that Shinayim, if there's something, if there's a Maka on the Shinayim, so then it seems that it will be. It seems like that's the Machlekes over here, the Ramah and the Mechaber.
Okay.
So now, so the Mishbur also speaks out, so that would also include the gums. Right, gums would be considered. If somebody has a gum problem, so that would also be considered a makas shel chalal. Okay, now when the Mechaber said that shinayim are considered makas shel chalal, take a look at Sivkot and Ches. The shinayim atzmam, he says bechlal, the teeth themselves are considered a makas shel chalal. The hainu hecha dekoyv la tuva. We're not talking about a toothache. We're talking about when the guy is in tremendous amount of pain. And his entire guf, v'chala kol gufayayideza. Actually, nafla mishkav. He doesn't have to be nafla mishkav, but it has to be a lot of pain. He says, lafuke cheshasha ba'am v'shinav. It's not the guy's a pain in his teeth. That's not in v'chalaza. V'chol shekein machla tzafidna. There's this machla called tzafidna in the Gemara. I don't know what today, in today's medicine, what it's called. But what the idea was in this machla, shemascheles bapeh mesayems b'neimeim. It was a machla that started in the teeth and eventually led to the stomach. Yeah. And it seems like the teeth. And he's, well, maybe the mouth. Well, look what he says. V'simana, this is the simen. G'shenoysin klum asoich piv sevivos ha'shenayim. When you put anything in the guy's mouth, yoytzin v'shenayim dam. That the blood comes out from his teeth, from his gums. So in that type of situation, that's mechal, and obviously it's mechal Shabbos. The hefer sheish benai. What's the difference? If it's a finna, filah chayla v'arayfei min atzarach lachil. Then the difference is that if by this sickness, then even if the chayla is not saying that he needs it, and the doctor is not saying that he needs it, then that you don't mean mechal Shabbos. Still, I mean, they mekim is that we say that they're not mekim in this because we can recognize the symptoms as being sakonas lefashis. Ki mekubu biyad chazal shesakonah. Even if a doctor says that this tzafidna is not a sakana sefashis, we can rely on Chazal that it is a sakana.
There's not certain things that we say that Chazal, like, things change.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And that's what, actually, we're going to get to that, yeah, in a second. So now let's go to this next part. So we're talking about teeth that the Rama said that if someone's having a toothache, so mitzvah, let's say, so you can tell a guy to remove it. Okay, now the question is why? Why can you tell a guy? The Rama obviously holds that it's not a sakana sefashis. So the guy's in pain. Okay, so the guy's in pain. What are you allowed to do? He says, oh, no, it's because a guy's doing it, right? So the guy's doing it. So now let's see again. Mitztar.
Now
we're to the next Mishabru, Mitztar. So the Rama says that it's Mitztar like
Yud.
Mitztar like Yahainu. The Koy of Latuva, again, it's very painful. Mitztar kol kachacha l'chola kol gufay. So anytime we're going to allow you to do anything that has to do with teeth, we're not talking about a toothache. We're talking about where a person's in a tremendous amount of pain, and his entire body is feeling. His entire body is feeling sick.
A toothache. I've never had one, Baruch Hashem, but I thought when a person has a toothache, he's just in agony. It's like his whole body is in pain.
So that's what it is. If a person's like that, so then he fits into these categories.
Yeah, just excruciating.
Yeah.
That's what I understand.
Yeah. I've bumped into some people that have had toothaches that it wasn't that bad. You know, they had to go to the doctor Okay, so again, we're talking about, even according to this Rama, we're talking about where the guy's entire body is cholak gufa ashen and leful mishkav. Come on, sif yudayin. So same gather as what the Mechaber was saying earlier. So this is the Mechaber. The Mechaber was saying earlier that that's already considered sakonos sefashis. The Rama is saying, no, You tell a goy to do it. You can't do it. Vayim be'alacha. Va'afta mitchil mevor d'chel shenai mikri shel chalal. Mikol makim einay muta. Listen to this. Even though beginning we said that teeth are considered a makah shel chalal, so still, a yid is not allowed to remove it. Mikol makim einay muta ha'haytzah yidei Yisrael. The ha'haytzahs ha'shein eina refu yidua. Because just removing the tooth is not a known, it's not a known medicine for this. It's not a known remedy for this.
For a toothache.
This is what this is what he says. By taking out the tooth, you might be putting the person in a worse sakana. So the Shulchan Aruch said that you ought to be mechal Shabbos. Hainu l'rapois hamachla idei samim. That was only talking about you want to give him medicine for it. So you want to be Mechal Shabbos in order to get this medicine to the guy. We're not talking about being Mechal Shabbos to remove the tooth. Removing the tooth already, the Rama is saying you're not allowed to do it. A Yid's not allowed to do that. Because number one, it's not a Rafua Yidua. And number two is that you might be putting him in a worse Sakana. Now, Bizman Azeh, there's some Paiskim that say that Bizman Azeh, we already know how to remove teeth. So, you know, the doctors know what they're doing. So, by removing the tooth, it's not going to be, it's not going to come to Sakana. And therefore, a yid's allowed to remove it. And also, again, like this is what you're saying, it's really like, if the doctors, the dentists decide that the best thing for this is to remove the tooth, so then we have to assume the doctors are right, as well as that, and they know that the remedy for this is to remove the tooth. So even though the Mishnah Berurah says, oh, it's not a proof that was in his time, but now that it is, and they know what they're doing, so they're not going to bring the guy into Sakana, so they're allowed to remove the tooth on Shabbos, even on Yedei Yisrael. Now, take a look at the Beir Lach, Mitztar. Actually, right before that, I just want to speak out this other Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha said, and the Mechaber said, that it has to be that one of the inner organs are being niskalkel. Right? Just pain is not enough. So the Be'er Halacha says, it's not so pasha that's the Halacha. He brings a going. And the going seems to be mashma, that if someone's in excruciating pain, even if it's not, there's no inner organ that you can tell is getting affected by it, he says still it would seem from the guy you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for that guy. The guy has a stomachache that's just you can't handle it, so much pain, but you can't. There's no point. You can't pinpoint where what it is. So he says that the guy would hold that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. He says it seems from the guy that way. And then he says maybe I can answer the guy that he's only talking about like a tooth where you can't notice anything. So therefore, that's why only if he's in a lot of pain, then you can be Mechal Shabbos. Maybe that's what the guy means. He says Tzarchin. He says, however, like what you were saying, if a guy is in that much pain, then and you don't have any way of checking him or to see if to then. So then he says, then avada, we know suffix akar savash sakula. So you have a suffix whether the guy has a makash halal. So he says, in that case, when the guy is so in so much pain, so then avada, you let me mechal Shabbos if you're not 100% sure that there's a makash halal. So that's what he says there. Now he says in the next Mishabura, next Bir Alacha, I'm sorry, he was talking about, we were talking about this toothache that the Rama says that you should remove it, with a guy. So before I get to Bir Alacha, I missed that one Mishabura. The next Mishabura asks a question like this. He says that a guy is allowed to remove the tooth, right? Because obviously he's not allowed to do anything to alleviate this toothache. So he says, but by Yid opening his mouth, he's being Misayeya. See, he's being Misayeya, the guy, by opening his mouth. So he is doing an action. The Ramah's trying to say that the guy will, only a guy can go remove the tooth, because it's not really a chayla, he's not really a chayla sheish bei sakana. But the Yid is doing a maisa.
Which it did, the guy himself?
Yeah, by opening his mouth. He's being Misayeya. So Mishbura says, Misayeya by Mamish. Just because the guy's opening his mouth, that's not considered that he's doing anything.
What do you mean, Misayeya? Does that mean if I help a guy in general, it's not a problem?
Oh, in this case, so the Taz, that's what you said, the Taz is very Mayrach in this. I wasn't going to go through the Taz today, but the Taz is Marach in the Sinian, and he says that there's a difference in what type of Messiah you're talking about here. And that's what the Taz even holds over here, he's Machmer. That if you hold like the Ramah, then you cannot, meaning if you hold like the Ramah, that it's not considered as a Kosovo Vashis, so then a Yid's not allowed to open his mouth. That would be considered Messiah. There's Machal between different types of Messiah.
Could the guy open his mouth?
According to that Taz. I mean, if the Yid doesn't do anything, the guy just pries his mouth open, so then. So, take a look at the Bir Alacha Mitzdayer. I'm Mishabru Mashik Asafti Bidin Shiechel Kol Gufay Deze Hume Amagin Avram. Mishachan Aruch Shal Agraz Mitzadeh De'efshe She'imut Aidein Yehudi Af B'loi Chol Kol Gufay. Guy has a toothache. It's not mitzvah kol gufa. He's not in agony. It's really bothering him. So the Shulchan Aruch of the Shulchan Aruch of Graz, he says that maybe it's mutter through a guy. It'd be mutter.
Who's the Graz?
I think Shulchan Aruch Harab, right? I think that's Shulchan Aruch.
Who
that could be? I don't know. I'm not sure. On his daiti gam ken yesh lai mash kaz magrav. He says I have another thing that I'd like you to look into the Magrav Ram. Magrav Ram says like this: the hitzah shein hu malacha dar raisa. The Magen Avraham holds that removing a tooth is an issur d'oraisa. Why? To hachayva l'refuah. It's a chayva l'refuah. You're hurting him in order to, right? You're making a wound in order for it to be refuah. So he says that's mamish an issur d'oraisa. V'ratza loyim the bezeh chayiv afilu ma'adam mekaga b'chaburo pater. That what he's saying is that normally we have a yisoid that mekalkal b'chaburo. If you're just being mekalkal, that's only a d'rabban. Also, but it's a derabon. So he says the Magen Avraham is saying even according to that side that you hold mekalkal b'chabura is potter, which means that it's an issur derabanan only. Here would be an issur d'oraisa because it's chayvel lirafuah. Chayvel lirafuah is misakin. This is a misakin who. That's not just being chayvel. You're not just mekalkal. Mekalkal is just destroying something for no. You're just destroying something. The Malacha Shabbos is always you're accomplishing something. You're trying to accomplish something. Even the Malachas that are like, stira, it's stira for binyan, right? It's untying to tie again. Just destroying something is not considered melacha d'oraisa.
Like opening a boil, letting the pus come out. Is that considered misakin or is that kilkul?
So actually, we're gonna talk about that. Did we speak about that already? No.
We didn't.
Well, yeah. Well, that's actually a case. We'll see about that specifically. But here, so the idea is that if you're just destroying something, ruining something, that would be the sederabon. But he's saying even according to that man d'amar here, this is mekalkel for this is the chayva lirafua, which is a sederaisa. So zog tefek to be'alocha, ha'hu ein mechavin rak lahitzi shein. Hold on a second. What's the guy's kavana? You're telling me that this guy, by removing the tooth, he's being given this sederaisa. What's his kavana? Is his kavana to make a wound? No, his kavana is to remove the tooth. So he says, so it's a davar shein mechavin. V'hadam me'mela kasi, and the blood is just coming. The blood's coming because he removed the tooth. The blood's coming. He doesn't care about the blood. He doesn't want the blood so that he can help the guy get better.
So, what's the right?
Oh, the av to have a psik reisha, I have a psik reisha, because you know when you remove the tooth, there's going to be blood. Ha'have al kofonim psik reisha to lo yichbisle. It's a psik reisha lo yichbisle. Vein Yisrael mirabona. So then this is only the rabona.
I don't understand the rak letzia shein. You want to take out this tooth to alleviate the guy's pain. So I see exactly what the Magen Rambam is saying. You're telling me that doesn't want. When he's kavana is not the refuah.
So because the Magen Rambam is saying like this: if you make a chabura, what's the chabura that you're making? You're making a chabura by when you remove the tooth, you're making a chabura in his gums that there's going to be blood coming out of there. That's the chabura. So right, the chabura is not removing the tooth.
Yeah,
removing the tooth is just removing the tooth. Yeah. Now you're making a puncture in the guy's mouth. Now the guy has a hole in his mouth with blood coming out of it. So he says. So that's considered a chabura. So he's saying, I don't mean to make the guy a chabura in his mouth. I'm not trying to accomplish that. I'm just removing I want to remove this tooth. What happens afterwards, I don't care about. I'm not making this chabura. If I puncture the guy, so then I'm making a chabura.
That's what you want.
Here, I'm not puncturing the guy to make
you
a chabura.
The tooth out.
I want the tooth out.
It happens to be lamela, like the whole
exactly. Thing. It's lamela chabura is happening. Okay. So he's saying, so I said psik reisha. He says, psik reisha le nichole. Psik reisha le nichole is a derabanan only. So when you have a psik reisha le nichole, and the goy is doing it, so he says, that's why it should be mutter. Even if it's not chola kol gufay, that's the thing. Even though it's not chola kol gufay, still, since it's only this and derabanan, and the goy is doing it, so it's going to it should be mutter. That's what the Be'er Halacha is saying. So that's where it all comes out. That even though the guy is not in excruciating pain, if the guy has a toothache and he wants a goy to remove it, so he can tell the goy to remove it, and everything's fine.
Well, if you tell a goy to remove it, the only issue is whether it's Amira Akam is us or here.
Right, so here, I mean,
it's only going to be Darabana no matter what.
Amir Akam is in general, Amir Akam is Darabana.
Yeah.
So here, the general rule that we have, and this is really much more for Amir Lakam, but when you have Amir Lakam, it's called a shvus to shvus. Shvus is another word for a derabanan. Mm-hmm. So Amir Lakam is always derabanan. When you tell a goy to do a derabanan, so that's called a shvus to shvus. And there are certain times where we're much more makel for you can't just tell goys to do a derabanan for no reason. There has to be a tzayrich. So for here, the guy is in pain. Even though he's not on the bed in excruciating pain, he's in pain. So there's a tzairach here. So you have only, the Be'er Halacha is saying, you only have an issa derabanan, and you're telling a goy to do it. So he says, you don't need, like what the Ramah is saying, that it has to be so mitzar, that you would think that it's mitzar kol gufay. No, it doesn't have to be mitzar kol gufay. As long as the guy's in pain, then you can tell the goy to do an issa derabanan, and that's how you can remove the tooth.
Yeah. It's good to live next to a Gentile dentist.
Hey, over here, according to the Magen Avraham, do you need to do the outside guy? You don't. I mean, it makes the shus to shus, but you don't. I mean, over here, it's there are bananas.
According to the Magen Avraham?
Yeah.
According to the Magen Avraham, you can't do anything. No, because it's the Daraisa.
No, once we make it a Pesachrish
Le'echos way. Right, Pesachrish
Le'echos. Then you specifically do. Then it's the Darabana we're talking about.
Right.
But we're still, since it's not a yesh takana,
right?
Therefore, you have to. I mean, that's why you only let it through
a Aydega, right? Exactly. We're going to the Ma'amar according to the Ramah. The Ramah says that it's only it's not a takana,
right?
Just a toothache.
What do we, when we said last week, the whole thing about most of the time we should try to use the Jew because of all the
right.
So when does that only?
That's when there's takanas of ashes. When you know the takanas of ashes, it's always better to do it with the yid. That's what the Ramosha seems to say, that's what Shochan seems to say. That's the Ramah, it's chaylik, you know.
But, this is not a sakana shaposhes, it's just in pain.
According to the Ramah, which here we would seem to go like the Ramah, it's just pain, and it's not pain that, even if it's not pain that's chalak kol gufay, you're allowed to tell a goy to do an
asadim. According to this, what about the eye?
We'll get to the eye. Eyes coming up.
It doesn't go into this factor. They said it's only from the mouth and on. I mean, it's something. It's
what do you mean? You mean you think the eye is not part of the mouth and
No.
So the eye is also considered makshal. Well, we'll see. Depending on how bad the pain is, we'll get to that.